Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, best-selling author, and Blog Talk Radio host. Over the last few weeks, I realized that people are changing, some for the better, some for the worse. Why is this so important to me? Well, by now you know that health includes physical health, mental health, and financial health to be totally balanced and complete. So why do I want to talk about it again? I just had a couple of experiences over the last few days and have actually noticed, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, anybody who's open-minded and pays attention will notice similar things or the same things as I have. So it's nothing special. It's just something I want to address. People are stressed, depressed, gain weight due to the quarantine. Well, why does that have anything to do with gaining weight? Well, people are feeling bored, depressed, as I said. They're not moving as much, so there's less motion. However, much more emotion, and we all know emotions don't pay bills. So it's an additional burden on some people. Some of them have lost their jobs. Some of them are blessed to get some unemployment. Others don't qualify. So having mentioned those few things, there is more to it. Because of boredom and stress, a lot of people drink a lot more alcohol to induce relaxation. It's just covering up the symptoms. It's not going down to the root. But it makes them presently, temporarily feel good. Others love to just go to drive-by fast food restaurants because they're so upset and so frustrated. They don't want to cook, or they might not know how to cook, and they eat a whole bunch of fast food. And honestly, with as many people having weight issues due to fast food and some other issues. Some of them could be medical. Okay, I'm not going to put those down. But knowing that already and now resorting to even more is not a very good thing to do. We do more damage to ourselves in body, mind, and finances that way rather than keep on being happy and healthy. You know, I've been talking a lot about mindset and so many things. So I just want to give you an example of what I just went through a few days ago. And now looking back, I go, oh my. So a friend of mine posted something and I thought it was quite interesting. And I responded, I heard on Dr. Radio, blah, 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 whatever. And someone came back jumping down my throat, telling me how wrong I was, how silly of me to even state that, whatever, whatever. Well, honestly, I did not claim nor support or acknowledge anything. All I did is just state what I heard from the doctors on Dr. Radio. That make me wrong? Well, I knew I wasn't wrong because I didn't claim anything. However, since it bugged me, I decided to use my tools that I have, the Stop, Challenge, Choose. And remember, I've used that many a times. So it is stop the thought that you are having and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask yourself, is this even true? And lastly, choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And what I did with those three things, that tool, is I put the stop in red like a traffic light. The challenge, I put the amber color there. When a traffic light changes to amber, they need to challenge their thoughts too. Do I push the pedal to the metal and make it through the intersection? Or do I slam on my brakes? Or do I have enough time to brake carefully? Those are all questions we need to ask ourselves. That's why I did it as a traffic signal. And to choose, of course, is green, because when I choose the behavior that supports what I really want, I have a green light. I can go on. I can move on. And it helps me emotionally so much to be aligned with thoughts that are more positive than anything else. So what have I learned? People are overreacting, taking their frustrations out on others, are questioning life as it is right now, and they have lost control over their own life. So with your permission, I'm going to give you some tips on self-care that can help you align yourself much better, feel happier and healthier, read more carefully instead of just jumping to conclusions. So one of them is, make sure you don't OD on watching TV. There is so much negativity on TV. Definitely don't watch the news all day long. Nothing changes overnight like that. Keep safe. Keep sound. Use physical distancing, not social distancing. Avoid gaining weight. Hydrate. Oh my gosh. Hydration does not mean drinking tons of alcohol. Hydration is usually referred to drinking water. There are some things that you can put in water to flavor it a little bit with zero calories so you don't gain weight. I have one thing that I use, which is called purposeful hydration, and I love it because it gives me the nutrients I need. It gives me the energy I need, but it does not have sugar in it. It's pretty much calorie-free, and it just changes the flavor of water some. So I do drink a minimum of 64 ounces a day. I love my new jug that I got. It has bi-hourly numbers on it, like 7 a.m., and it says, good morning. At 9 a.m., it says, do it for yourself. At 11 a.m., it says, keep going. At 1 p.m., drink more. At 3, tons of energy. At 5, no excuses. At 7, almost there. And at 9 p.m., yay, you did it. And that is so positive because I see the water going down. The bottle is clear, so I can see where I'm at with my water consumption. And there is nothing more rewarding than being done by maybe 8 p.m. So it's before I go to bed, so I can still go void a couple of times before I go to bed and don't have to get up the whole night to go let go of the water that I consumed. But our body does contain about 75 to 78% of water. Therefore, when we do things, when we talk, when we run, when we jog, when we walk, when we do aerobics, exercise, whatever we do, we start burning some of that water and eliminating it through the pores, through the mouth, through excretion. And that's why we need to replenish our body with water. So that's the thing. So I said, sleep, hydration, exercise is so important. Well, you know what? I got news for you. You do not need a gym, which is still closed, to exercise. There are so many things you can do at home or outside that you don't need a gym for, and it's free. So some of the things are walking, stretching, strengthening exercises. You can do those with exercise band. They have different tensions on it for different weights. You can do that with dumbbells that you can do at home on the floor so you're safe in positioning, and then just watch for proper form. Instead of increasing the weight to do micro damage to the muscles to make them grow and to strengthen the bones, do more reps with lesser weight. It keeps you safer because you don't have a spotter around. It keeps you safer doing less weight and more reps, and you gain the same positive outcome as if you were to go for more weight and less reps, except you don't hurt as much, so you can repeat it more often, like daily instead of every other day or every 2 days. So these are all positive things. Work on a positive mindset. Learn a new language. Play an instrument, or if you don't play one already, learn one. There are so many videos out there that you can use to learn. It's not all about musical theory. It's to know which note plays which key, so you can start playing and having fun. Connecting with others. So many ways we can connect with others, be it social media, be it email, be it text, voice messaging, voice texts, be it Zoom, Skype, Facebook Live. I mean, there are so many ways. Why not use them to let people know you're thinking of them? I have 3 people on my mind because this morning I learned something new, and I usually love to apply immediately what I'm learning. And the statement was such: if there's anyone I can serve, put them on my path and I will serve them. And I said that while I had my eyes closed. And the challenge or the task was to write 2 names down. And I had 3 that just popped up. So I wrote them down. And today I'm going to connect with these 3 people, connect authentically, and tell them that they've been on my heart. And I was wondering if there was anything I could do for them or how I could make their life a happier day or something like that. Nothing huge, nothing monumental, something small, something from the heart. And you know that sometimes those authentic little messages can mean something monumental to somebody else. So yes, I'm not out there to go sell anything. I'm not out there to convince people to do something. I want them to know I'm here for them. I care for them. And I want to help them. So for me personally, I do actually all of the tips that I just gave you with self-care. I sleep my 8 to 9 hours at night, and I have a pretty darn deep REM cycle. Last night, I woke up only once real quick at 3 in the morning to have to go to the restroom. I went back, and I don't remember anything till my alarm went off at 6:45. It's so amazing when we sleep well. I got rid of all the distractions in the bedroom. No TV, no radio, no nothing that can really interrupt my sleep. And it makes such a big difference. I hydrated during the day enough so I didn't have to drink anything during the night. I did some stretches already before I got out of bed. After I'm done with the show here, I'm going to go and do some weightlifting on the floor, proper form. And I'll do usually 20 reps per exercise. So I get the muscles tired and working and growing. And the stronger the muscles, the more they protect the bones. And so it's all positive. It's all amazing. and then I'm going to do some stretch bands, which I have. I will definitely play my piano some, and I'm probably even going to go for a walk because that definitely works on the bones more. And yeah, I even asked my doctor in an email yesterday if I could get a prescription for an endless pool or a resistance pool with a treadmill inside so I can swim my mile a day again, work it up to that, because I've lost track of it since I was injured in December. And then when I came back and started feeling better and I wanted to go in, we had COVID-19, so I haven't been swimming in about 4 or 5 months, and so I'm going to work up to it again on a resistance pool, which doesn't take much space. It's about 14 feet long by 7 feet wide or something, and it has a motor there that moves the water towards you, so that's how you have the resistance, and the treadmill just sits inside, and it's connected with an outside electrical cable, so you can actually walk there, and it doesn't take much space because you only need about 3-4 feet for that, to put your 2 feet down and walk, and the water helps you create some resistance. So those are all good things. And why am I stressing that? Because I was just diagnosed with osteopenia, which is a soft bone, a bone that's very easily fractured. And so I need to do everything I can to have my calcium, to have my vitamin D, and I adjusted my nutrition to that already, eating more dark green vegetables and eating fish that have vitamin D, such as salmon. And all these things we can do on a natural way so we don't have to pop pills for everything. And so I told my doctor, no, if Kaiser Permanente cannot help me pay for it, if you could at least write a prescription that I need that pool, I can use it as a tax deduction. Wow, what a win-win that is. I mean, I really pray that I'm going to get a prescription for it, even if we have to pay for it out of our pocket. It's all right. We'll do that, but we'll amortize it on our taxes, and I will work with the tax accountant on that. We'll clean out the garage and put it in there so it's not a liability to anybody who walks by, and I don't really have space outside, but in the garage I can make space. I can get rid of what I don't need, help me clean up the mess, and put that pool in there so I can swim and use the treadmill daily. So when it's raining and I don't want to go outside and walk, I'd rather go in my pool and walk there. I mean, there I know at least I get wet, and I'm, you know, in my swimsuit. So it's okay to get wet. It's not like you have wet clothes on from going on a walk. So what does that help me? It helps me to get my exercise in. It helps me to feel good. It gives me the strength that I need. And it takes all excuses away from being healthy. I am just so thrilled that there are so many things out there we can do. We can use the resources. I mean, you can't just go to anybody's swimming pool and swim in there right now because that's one of the restrictions. You can't swim in the ocean right now, and I personally don't particularly like it. I love swimming pools, and since those are closed, going for something that serves for the same purpose but takes less space and doesn't expose me to anybody else because it's in my own home, oh my. I tell you, this is so cool. So if I were asked, has COVID-19 done something negative to me, or has it done something positive for me? What do you think my answer is? If you say, yes, it's done something positive for me, you are 100% correct. Because I know the danger of the virus. I know how serious it is. However, I do not choose to live in fear. I choose to live in hope and give others hope that they can live a happy and healthy life. And because I just said that, I want to offer all of you who want hope, who want to find a way of being happier and healthier, maybe even earn some money, I want to offer you a free explore call where we can evaluate your health, evaluate your desires, your goals, and see if I can actually help you make life better. That is my biggest desire, to reach out to you and be instrumental in helping you change your bad habits into good habits, your maybe at some times negative mindset into a positive mindset, so you get to reach out to others. And you know what? The more you help others, the more you teach positive things to others, the more you retain, to come at it, and the more instrumental you can be for yourself, your loved ones, friends and family, and anybody who's watching out and seeing you, what you're doing. You know, you're more observed than you actually know. Because once in a while, I get comments on my postings on Facebook from people that I had not known had been watching me for a year or more. And suddenly they pop up with a question. And I go, wow, they just said they've been watching me for a year? Man, we know. Statistics has it that most people need to hear a specific message that's for them 7 to 10 times, 7 to 10 times before they act or react one way or another. And right now is the best time to share hope and health. And for the ones who need money, yes, I'm looking for people who want to partner with me in health coaching and who want to earn some money. And it is actually easier than you think. You do not need to be a health coach already. You do not need to have medical information. You do not need to be a salesperson. Please, I prefer the ones who are not. You do not need to convince people of anything. All you get to do is be the real, true, authentic yourself. And we're teaching you to learn to discover yourself, who you truly are, and to come out and share that and help other people find their own why they want something, why they need something, what their benefits are by doing something else. Be it a side job, be it a full-time job. Nothing matters as long as you do something. Be active. Be positive. Keep physical distancing and not social distancing. Be very, very socially active to keep sane. So, I think I said enough. I showed you how people are acting and reacting due to stress and depression, and how they gain weight because they're not moving around. They don't feel good. They're sitting around more. They're drinking more alcohol and whatnot. And what my goal is to open your mind, to awaken your mindset to a more positive, happier, and healthier life. And if I can help you, and you're choosing me to work with you, I'd be honored to do so. But for right now, I have one last thing for you. If you choose that you would ever love to be on my show, that you have something to offer that can be contributed to a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances in whichever way, because you do know that the mind is very strong, creates health or illness, depending on how you use it. I've noticed that with my daughter, who has a very strong mind, and whenever her body didn't like something that she was doing, be it positive or negative, her body was acting and reacting. She even went paralyzed, either paraplegic, quadriplegic, hemiplegic, one side or the other. It doesn't matter, just depending on how the body felt. Now, over the last few years, she has learned to be more in control, in charge of her own body and her emotions, and she has not been paralyzed in quite many years, which is a blessing. And we don't have to be physically paralyzed in everything like she was. Sometimes we get mentally paralyzed. And that is, in my opinion, and I'm not a specialist in that. I'm not a doctor. I was a nurse, and I'm a fitness trainer and a health coach, a certified transformational health coach. Yes, I do know a lot. My book that I'm the bestseller of is a stress reduction book. It gives tips, it gives symptoms, and it gives suggestions on how to overcome those symptoms and how to learn to deal with stress in a more positive way. So I just want to tell you, I'm here for you. Reach out to me. Send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com and put in the subject line BTR for Blog Talk Radio, so I know that you heard from me this way, and I will get your email out of the spam folder, because all new emails go in the spam folder, and when I know what it's about, I take it out and I enter it as a regular good email, and from then on I will receive all your emails, and I will definitely respond. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Be brief, concise with the message. Make sure you leave me your name and phone number. Speak clearly so I know what and who I'm responding to, so I do not waste your time or mine, but I can be effective and get right to the point and give you the answers you're looking for, or to schedule an appointment so we can actually explore whether or not I can help you and find your why you want to make changes in your life, change your habits from disease to health, to happy and healthy habits, and maybe transform your life into a very healthy, balanced lifestyle. So that's it for today. Again, why or does my health come first? Yes, it has to, because we need to lead by example. And if we are not healthy, how can we help somebody else? I really hope this has helped you. This has shed some light onto some of the questions you might have, things you might experience. And I just want to give you some hope and share some health with you. And if I can, I would love to also help you earn some money. So having said that, I wish you a fabulous rest of the week. And I'll talk to you again next Thursday at 11. And I have a guest with me then, who is a founder of You Rise Movement. And she's going to help us talk about clarity and things. And I will post that for next week. I would love to see you there. And again, take care and be safe.